What's up, rap fans? Welcome back to the Hip Hop Enthusiast Podcast, keeping you up to date on hip hop music in 2019. Today is Friday, February 22nd. I'm your host, Hip Hop Anth Kyle French. We're getting into a couple interesting new albums today. We'll review 725 by Sue Surf and 38 Strategies of Raw by 38 Spesh. I want to touch on the aftermath of the Grammys and the Cardi B saga that followed it. We also have to address this slimy MF YNW Melly and the disgusting life-ending levels of clout chasing he went through just to try to blow up. I got a Hot in the Streets song of the week I'm very excited to share with you guys. Then we'll wrap up with some new music announcements and call it a day. Make sure you subscribe to the show on iTunes and or Apple Podcasts and follow me on Instagram for more content at Hip Hop Nth. First up, 725, Sue Surf. For those who don't know, Sue is a 29-year-old from Newark, New Jersey. He's actually famous as a battle rapper, more known for that side of his skills than making actual music. BattleRap.wikia has his record posted at 6-5-1. He's rumored to be affiliated with Crip Gangs in Newark. He's been arrested on aggravated assault charges and multiple gun charges in the past. He was actually shot 5 times in July of 2018, just last year, and his cover art is a collage of pics from his youth and a pic of him in the hospital, and there's like a bloodstain splattered across the cover. So you have an idea of right from the jump of what type of content you're getting into on 725. It's a lot of hard-hitting, aggressive, in-your-face lyricism. His lifestyle and his battle rap career require these elements, so you can expect them in abundance from Surf on this album. In his crossover to making a full hip-hop project, he does lighten things up ever so slightly, and is able to come from different perspectives, which make this feel like an independent venture from his, you know, current battle rap career. Battling is just a completely different animal. It's almost a completely separate sport from making like actual music, and the context of everything is much more immediate and much more one-on-one focused. This means the transition can be challenging but also rewarding if a rapper can take advantage of the new liberties and freedoms that they're granted in this more open field. And Surf capitalizes on this, I believe, on this mixtape, and shows evidence of his past ventures, but doesn't really rely on them. You know, it's kind of like a retrospect thing. If you told me that Sue Surf was a battle rapper and I listened to this album, I'd be like, yeah, I see it. But if you just listened to this album, you wouldn't immediately assume that of him. It's not like completely tied in like that. So it's impressive that he's able to separate those two aspects. And he takes advantage of this platform to give us new perspectives on his life, where he can step back and almost take a bird's eye view of what he's been through. The track At My Mother's House is a prime example. On here, he's just taking note of pretty much everything he's been through, the whirlwind of his life. He talks about the pain of sitting in a jail cell, how the streets turned his heart cold, how he doesn't feel like he can trust anybody anymore, how he could have gotten a scholarship but instead went the thug route because he was just influenced by the wrong things. And every now and then, he kind of has these reflections where he sits back and he like looks at his life. He's like, wow, I kind of messed up. But at the same time, he knows he chose this life. He went down this path and he's going to live it out this way. So it's mostly that from the trenches, street shit. His subject matter and his panicked quick pitch actually remind me of a young Meek Mill. Meek has evolved into a more approachable personality and has gotten into more glamorous hood tales. But his mixtape days were just like this. Grimy, pain-filled stories of the streets, the shocking images that kids like him were subjected to at a far too young age, and how they inevitably fall into the same cycle of violence and crime that they witnessed growing up. And the opening lines of Me or You kind of wrap together a lot of the themes on 725 and describe the trauma taking place inside Sue Surf. So this is a direct quote. He says, "Don't pray for me, pray for the people praying on me, spraying on me. Barely trust this look that's laying on me. I take this weed to the head, most of my demons is dead. I just think I sleep when I dead, and my problems sleep in my bed." And this is pretty much him, like, each phrase is a separate piece. He says, "Don't pray for me, pray for the people praying on me." And by that he means some of my stories might seem like I'm someone who you should be praying for, a victim in a way, but that's just not the case. As he outlines in a lot of the rest of this album, that he's done his fair share of stuff and he's really about this life. He's entrenched in it. So pray for my enemies, he's saying. And he's talking about he can't trust anybody, not even the girl that's laying right next to him. And he talks about how he smokes weed to try to relieve himself of the demons in his head. And he talks about how his problems sleep in his bed, pretty much meaning He's like, whenever I take a minute to relax, when I'm laying down and I think about stuff, it's crazy. It's almost like too much. But when I'm out living this life, doing my thing, it's not on his mind. It's kind of like he's just avoiding this stuff. And that makes for a dangerous balance between pain and hot-blooded aggression. And this mix leads to some of the more ride-or-die, adrenaline-packed bangers later in the tracklist, like Consignment or Rules and Regulations with Mozzie. Benny came through and absolutely ate up Consignment and proves why he is one of the deadliest voices in all of hip-hop at the moment. I'm done saying he's one of the best underground rappers. Based on the albums he's released over the past 2 years and the consistent high quality of his features, I'm willing to say Benny is legitimately one of the best rappers in the game right now. And while I'm talking about him, I've kind of somewhat passed up the fact that Sue Surf himself raps his ass off on this project as well. There's so many one-liners that'll catch your attention. He's not necessarily the wordsmith type that, like, is weaving these crazy rhyme schemes and super layered deep lyrics or anything like that. But his punchline game is tight. You kind of get a taste of the cleverness that an MC like Lil Wayne would exhibit. The production is not a highlight. It's by no means one of the, you know, leading aspects of 725. But it doesn't drag at all either. It's just some steady up-tempo beats driven by knocking automated snare lines. And you can kind of expect that turn-of-the-decade mixtape flavor. It sounds a lot like anything DJ Drama would have made for some of the high-level artists dropping from like 2008 to 2012. I think he actually worked with Meek Mill a lot, so that's just another added similarity between Sue Surf and Meek. And just all the beats are kind of born from the same formula. They'll bend a little bit to meet the flow and the content of what Sue is getting into, but for the most part, they all come from the same place. And I'm not writing home about any of these beats. I'm not telling anybody about the production on 725. It's going to be one of the last things I talk about. But bottom line, Surf comes out here and he sums it all up by saying in one of the closing tracks, "As long as I go platinum in the trenches." And if you like that from the gutter hip hop, that's what this is. And he's more concerned about doing it for his people, talking to the people in the streets, than hitting like a mainstream audience and getting hits on the radio. You know, he doesn't have to sell records to see himself as a success. And so if you like that underground, hard-nosed style mixed with a little bit of like a lyrical trap lean, then I think you'll like 725 by Sue Surf. And in 2019, where we haven't gotten any like crazy over-the-top albums, it's been one of the more enjoyable ones for me. And, you know, definitely a placeholder until we get some, you know, more epic drops. I would say best tracks on here are At My Mother's House, Consignment, What If, and Killing Me. Worst tracks are What Changed and Double Life. And I would recommend this album if you like Dave East or Meek Mill. Overall rating, I'm going to give this a 7 out of 10. And I'll play two tracks, give you guys a sample of At My Mother's House and Consignment. So here they are from Sue Surf off his new album 725.
I'm here to party, no problem clearing this club out. Mansions, marble floors, a movie at the plug house. Heart kind cold, it'd be hard to get my love out. If you ain't with the gang, you can't hang up in this clubhouse. Pain in that cold cell, trapping, making phone sales. Face cover that dope smell, try and make the whole bell. And who you love, who you trust, who you know gon' put it in. Caught myself thinking about what happened and what could've been. Excuse me, them niggas tried to do me. Don't talk about designer, committed sin for this Gucci. Perjury for this Prada, more Franks, no Sinatra. A feature and a walk. Charge them two choppers, leave bands for my mama. I go before she do. Leader of my gang, cuz never been to me too. Solid on morals, stand on them, God keep true. Brooms for the goons, sycamore, you tell them sweep through. Guns out, eventually it just stop and your time runs out. See me with a teller, that's only to take the funds out. Drug drought, we don't eat, then gotta take the plug out. You could've got a scholarship, he go about the thug route. Man, maniac, we was out banging where it was raining at. I cray his daddy went out the slide, but he ain't make it back. And grind from the bottom. Allegations, he shot him. A witness testified and they fried him. Close case, birds flock and they drive and fill up the whole safe. Pitch a perfect game and try and make it back to home base. Mirror thinking where I am, can't look at my own face. What if that nigga survived? Caught him, let him hold eight. Fuck about them niggas eating, cuz I need the whole plate. Did shit I had to do, comfortable with my own fate. Can't switch gang side, duffel bag, bank job. Gucci slippers fit me way better than any state slide. 4-4, made 5, couple crumbs, made pies. Know who hit your nigga, why you sitting? Wonder where the pain go. Fans be on the lurk around. Tending loose the ride the yellow tape, banging with the tools. Start hanging with the gang, never made his way to school. Man, the bitches hit your line till they find something new. They searching through them lies till they find something true. Scratching trips off my list, trying to find another view. My ex thirst trapping, trying to find another boo. The fuck it up, respect the hustle as long as it make a double though. Even when it's running late, even when it's coming slow, thug it out. Lot of transactions at my mother house. Lot of transactions at my mother house. I'm paying lawyers, never bought a rape. I'm burning cookies for this morning bake. I filled that sneaker box, I bought a safe. I felt them bullets on my daughter's face. I could've died, so I ordered steak. I was getting head, thinking, damn, I could be dead. A 40 in the front, at least two bitches in my bed. A casket gotta come, I only fear the feds. Them conversations recorded, please be careful what you said. Just be making sure the baby's straight. Friends with them dope face. Cuz got a pill problem, chase a perk with codeine. His family ain't answering jail calls, let that phone ring. Caught him, it was overkill, I hit him with that whole thing. No, I gotta go, it's a question where they send me. She said she never did this, but that Fendi make her frilly. Hit the kitchen with that Whitney, get the butcher like I'm Benny. I whip it the hard way, won't short me for a penny. I show you what this pain like, sand pill, plane flight. That bitch playing bougie, she be fucking you the same night. Heard he might've told, I can't see him in the same light. We ain't had no VVS, it's all for city chains tight. Go and get it bust down, double up your plate. Every time that you ain't ate, go and rub it in they face. Cause Simon come from Buffalo, the plugs and the bill. Man, he ain't got no bodies, can't trust him on that drill.
Yeah, I count the money, let the bitches choose. And made kitchen moves, cause being broke at 30 make you miserable. You got them stacks, I bring a chicken through. The way I whip it, had captains and lieutenants in my living room. I'm established out in Liverpool, counting racks up while my accountant do my taxes in a different room. They putting status over principles, they ain't stacking half these little dudes, just bragging in they interviews. Streets telling me y'all got it, had my feet on collars since my plug gave me narcotics. If you trying to match them up, send me y'all hottest. The work come, y'all negotiating, we all copping. Shit cool till your clip get robbed, a clip get tossed. Kill everything, get crisp and wild. While y'all buy whips for bras, I bought clips for squads. Bodies dropped and we lit cigars. The butcher, let's go.
You just heard At My Mother's House in Consignment from Sue Surf with Benny the Butcher featured on that last track. Some good stuff right there from Sue. But this next album I want to get into is a little bit better. It actually draws on a lot of the same principles, but I've been rocking with it a little bit more. And this is 38 Strategies of Raw by 38 Spesh. For those who don't know, 38 Spesh is from Rochester, New York. Shout out, Upper Buffalo. He holds the title as the son of G-Rap after dropping a project of the same name with legendary New York mafioso rapper Kool G-Rap just last year. He got in the game in the late 2000s, but his career was delayed when he spent 2 years incarcerated to start the decade. He's actually very similar to the Griselda Records crew, Westside Gunn, Conway, Benny the Butcher. Benny actually makes an appearance on this album as well. You just heard him. He's on another one. The man is everywhere these days. And on 38 Strategies of Raw, he is on the posse cut titled Trust Gang alongside 38, of course, and Class Murda and Green Double. And that four-man squad, if you like that song, there's more coming because they are having a group project come out titled The Trust Tape 3, and that is proposed to be coming in April. So if you like them, you'll hear more from them soon. But yeah, 38 falls squarely into that drug kingpin aesthetic, that mafioso crime family style rap that Griselda has been pushing, the grimy lyrical music for the streets. His flow and his delivery are animated with this strong vigor and a lot of intense inflections that occasionally seem a little bit over the top. Every once in a while you hear a rapper try something different, play around with like an enthusiastic delivery that's kind of outside of their norm. And 38 Spesh, it sounds like he tried that one time and was like, I like this, I'm going to do this every single time. And it does differentiate him and make him a little bit different, but at the same time it can grow a little bit tiresome. But to give you an idea of where he's coming from on the track Empty Plates, he actually gives me a Danny Brown vibe in a way. When Danny backs off his kind of squealy, high-pitched voice and uses his real, like, deeper, gruffer voice, and it's like he's trying to say the words and swallow his words all at the same time, which makes for a really strange vocal tone. 38 kind of pulls off the same effect on that track, Empty Plates. And it helps him stand out, like I said, and differentiate himself from the competition. But for some people, it could be too much, and it could sometimes sound a little too forced. And as for the album as a whole, in many ways, it is similar to what we just heard from Sue Surf's 725, with topics ranging from first-person accounts of hood operations to stepping back and surveying how this lifestyle corrupted him. But the big difference between the two is how much more luxurious and soulful 38 Strategies of Raw sounds. The beats bring an illustrious life of their own and will overpower you from time to time with just these huge, immense soundscapes. They're also very versatile, switching up across the board, ranging from the dense sampled soul plane to the booming synthetic drums and hi-hats on By Myself, and even the minimalistic, eerie, Alchemist-inspired beat on Empty Plates. And this range is fantastic and made me really enjoy the album that much more. But what makes it work is how 38 sticks to his guns over all these different sounds. He doesn't sacrifice his hard-nosed lyricism to fit what you might expect based on the production. A lot of rappers have tried to switch up their styles and cross over to different beats that are more catchy to the modern listener. And what they do is they sacrifice their own sound in the process. They think that they have to fit the formula everyone else raps over those beats with. Whereas if they just stayed themselves and switched up the background and kind of made everything meet in the middle, it would go over much better. And that's what 38 pulls off here. He doesn't get on he does like this kind of soul trap vibe. And when he gets on those songs, it's not like he sounds like Lil Uzi Vert or Playboi Carti. No, he still sounds like 38 Strategies of Raw 38 Special. That's what he does. And I wish a lot of other rappers had, the same integrity to stick with their style and still try different things. And as for substance-wise, I find that this album is much more of an autobiography than much of 38 Special's previous work. Both his collab albums from last year came across as just lyrical, braggadocious efforts to establish himself as a talent. I mentioned that Kool G Rap, Son of G Rap album he did with Kool G. And then also he did a collab album with Benny the Butcher, titled Shot and Stabbed, I believe was the title. And both those were, I listened to them and, they were cool. And I was like, all right, this 38 Special guy, I'll keep him on my radar. But it wasn't to the level that this album kind of drew me into what he does and put him kind of in the upper echelon of the New York Renaissance revival of old school hip hop. The tracks on this album are much more thought out and dive deeper into his specific life rather than just painting broad strokes of dope pushing. And it's the song Soul Pain that is probably the best in this regard, as 38 seems to get into a million specific details of his life, whether it's talking about his wife's near-death experience, whether he's talking about the lifestyle he's worried his kids are going to fall into and how he wants to take care of them, and even is talking about just the struggle for people from his community coming up. And it was these lines right here that really stood out to me, where he says, quote for quote, "We could count but couldn't read, learned about the George Washingtons but never learned about the Booker T's. Our educators were pushing keys." And the song Menace is another track that drives an interesting narrative, and he's talking about the relationship between a hustler and the girl behind the man holding him down. And I really like that he actually recruited Shay Noir to literally play the role opposite him in this situation to kind of bring it 360. I don't think they did a great job delivering the content. It did end up as one of my least favorite songs, but it's an example of 38 trying to go above and beyond and make more out of his songs than what he has in the past. And it's albums like this that will help put him in that leading group reviving the East Coast sound. Guys like Westside, Conway, Benny, Rock Marciano, etc. That old New York sound coming back with a breath of fresh air brought by advances in modern production. And 38 Strategies of Raw is evidence of that, that definitely fits into that family. It's hard bars with lyrics as the focal point, wordplay and punchline heavy. It is that, 90s New York-esque vibe that everyone always says is missing. I mean, if you listen to the track Everywhere I Go, it's straight out of the G-Unit playbook. You could throw that chorus between verses from 50 Cent and Lloyd Banks, and it would fit perfectly. No one would know the difference. So I'm all in on this album. It's that uncut, raw, dope hip-hop that the game can just never get enough of. I don't think it's necessarily lacking it as much as a lot of people say it is, but it can never get enough. And if 38's going to keep coming with it, I'll be here for it. The best tracks on here are Soul Pain, Trust Gang, Piece of My Life, and By Myself. The worst tracks for me were What More and Menace. I would recommend this album to you if you like Benny the Butcher, Styles P, or Kool G Rap. And overall rating on 38 Strategies of Raw, I'm giving it a 7.5 out of 10. And you know what we do on the Hip Hop Enthusiast podcast. Let's get a couple samples of this album in. We're going to listen to pieces from Soul Pain and By Myself. So here they are from 38 Special.
Yeah, hey, yeah, hey, yeah, niggas ain't showing no love, that shit is stink. My pain and my pleasure all came from the kitchen sink. What you think? I ain't got enough paper to get you clean. When you blink, send a bitch to come get you her pistol pink. It was round autumn time, I was in the mink. Having business meetings with people, official links. $1 million conversations while we getting drinks. Take my kid to Egypt to see the pyramid and the Sphinx stink. Streets cold, but I couldn't leave. Ended up with a list of enemies and a book of thieves. I seen some things you wouldn't believe. I thank God my baby mama survived and she here for the seeds. I heard she was shot, couldn't breathe. I dropped to my knees, started to pray, and God took the lead. A true hustler when you look at me. If you knew the amount of pain that I suffered, then you would agree. We was young niggas booking G's. Your plug was drunk and tried to drive, so I took his keys. We could count, but couldn't read. Learned about the George Washingtons, but never learned about the Booker T's. Our educators was pushing keys. Gotta watch for these haters, bitches, and the crooked D's. Could care less with a hooker knee. She let me use her house from time to time, so I just cook and leave. We was coming from a hard place. Carved weight on plates with empty stomachs till we all ate. Now I'm coming and I all ate. We was kids, y'all played. I squeezed 100 in a small safe. I don't care about what y'all make. We all straight. Long as my kids in a place I could call safe. Cause I came from a hard place. Mom's on base. Niggas smoking rocks till they jaw break. Niggas see through. Acting like I didn't feed you. What could it be that would lead you to be deceitful? We was all on a journey to feed our people. This what happened when niggas beneath you is treated equal. So if I gotta take the road to China, my holder driver, is she gonna be with me to pull these overnighters? Cause these niggas so vagina. Watch all signs, you knew he was a thief when he stole your lighter. I drunk it all by myself. My bitch left, so now I'm all by myself. My money up, I'm about to count it by myself. And if I lose it all now, I won't cry for help. My bottle empty, I drunk it all by myself. My bitch left, so now I'm all by myself. My money up, I'm about to count it by myself. And if I lose it all now, I won't cry for help. I had to mention, stay away from folks with bad intentions. Faggot niggas and broke hoes that act expensive. I don't have time, cause grinding how I'd rather spend it. I manage businesses, but suffer from a lack of friendships. Fuck niggas, 90% of them retards. Deny me when I presented propositions to eat hard. Y'all hate, now y'all hopping in cheap calls. Mixing business with feelings, consequences and rewards. Y'all hear me? Yeah, I said it sincerely. Y'all put rings on these bitches that should never be married. Watch your close friends, they keep their jealousy buried. Till that chip on their shoulder get too heavy to carry. They try to hide it, but it's still in their soul. Only a matter of time for their feelings exposed. They don't say it to you, tell their true feelings to hoes. And these ain't bad bitches, these the ones stealing clothes. My bottle empty, I drunk it all by myself. My bitch left, so now I'm all by myself. My money up, I'm about to count it by myself. And if I lose it all now, I won't cry for help. My bottle empty, I drunk it all by myself. My bitch left, so now I'm all by myself. My money up, I'm about to count it by myself. And if I lose it all now, I won't cry for help.
That was Soul Pain and By Myself by 38 Special. off his new album, 38 Strategies of Raw. Very solid album right there. And that will wrap up our album reviews for the day. We got 725. We got 38 Strategies of Raw. Go check those albums out if you haven't already. But now I want to get into some more news-based stuff. And I wasn't able to get in the studio and record last week due to some engineering issues. And I wanted to talk about the Grammy fallout and the whole Cardi B fan backlash that went down. I thought this was pretty crazy and over the top. I mean, it was one thing when Macklemore beat out Kendrick Lamar's Good Kid, Mad City. But I don't remember him getting, like, raked in the public. Like, well, people were wholeheartedly against the decision to not have Good Kid, Mad City win, and I think it was 2012, but they weren't like DMing and flooding Macklemore's social media with like hate messages and like the crazy stuff that Cardi B was getting. And I don't want to try to like defend her too hard because I didn't want to see her win either. And of the five albums that were in contention, you had, besides Cardi's Invasion of Privacy, you had Astroworld by Travis Scott, Swimming by Mac Miller, Daytona by Pusha T, and Victory Lap by Nipsey Hussle. None of those even were in my personal top 10, so I didn't even watch the Grammys because it just doesn't align at all with how I see music and the type of stuff that I enjoy and listen to in general. So did Cardi deserve it quality-wise? No, but to be mad at Cardi B and to go at her is completely misguided. She didn't give herself this award, right? And it's not like she didn't work hard at all for this. Like, she got on Instagram and she was a little over the top, but I would kind of go to bat for Cardi B. I'd kind of be on her side on this one. And she's saying, like, screw all y'all. I dropped Bodak Yellow last year. Everyone loved it and people were complaining I got snubbed. Now I win this year and you guys are all mad. Like, talking about I don't deserve this. Like, why don't I deserve this Grammy, whatever. And even Mary J. Blige came to her defense and said, why can't Cardi just have her moment? Like, just let her have this. This is the biggest success of her career. The biggest success, debatably, for, like, a female hip-hop artist ever. But I guess people are just obsessed with just hating on people, especially via, like, social media, where you can kind of hide. You can say whatever you want. Nothing's ever really going to get back to you in any way, shape, or form. So you got millions of people just blowing her up, pretty much telling her to screw off and that her music sucks, that she didn't deserve the Grammy that she won. Like, just everybody got to chill out. Like, and if you're going to get mad at someone, start hitting up the Recording Academy. Start saying that the Grammys are unwatchable because they always promote bad music. Like, if you have a gripe with something, that should be what it is. Not with, like, Cardi B. She, like I said, she didn't pick herself to win. All she did was try to make the best music she possibly could and try to make as much money and get as successful in a short period of time that she possibly could. And she ended up getting rewarded for it and ended up working for it. You can't really be mad at her. This is similar to the Tekashi 6ix9ine stuff that I talked about earlier in the year, where it's like everyone's hating on him. Everybody doesn't want to see him win anymore. And they're blaming him. It's like he didn't click play on his music 3 billion times. And it's the same thing for Cardi. Like, people were listening to her album. Her album was, like, number one on all the charts. She stated, like, the stats. She was top 10, like, all year, despite dropping early in the year. And the Grammys base a huge majority of, you know, their winners and their selection process on those numbers. So it's not, like, a surprise that she won. And she's not the one who listened to her album millions and millions of times. She made music that a large vast majority of people and music listeners in general really appreciated and liked. I'm not one of them. You might not be one of them, but those are the facts and we just got to accept them. And while I do get up here and bash artists a lot with their music that they make and I talk about all the deficiencies of their artistry sometimes, but at the end of the day, I've never like rooted against someone winning, right? I've never like said this person should make $0. This person should never be successful for the work they put in. I've always been about that. I've always thought a lot of these artists, especially in the rap game, they could be doing far worse things with their career. So I'm never rooting against someone. It just might not be something I personally want to listen to. And I think this Cardi B situation is that exact problem on the largest of scales, on the Grammy scale. And again, like, the Grammys are kind of a joke to anyone who really listens to music. So why is everybody getting so mad about this in the first place? So my closing thoughts are just let it be. Let Cardi just get her moment, get her bag, collect her trophy. She's not going to be around for that many years. We know this. We see people pop up and down all the time. I mean, Nicki Minaj is already trending way down because Cardi took her spot. And there's going to be another turnover, another cycle coming soon. So just don't give your energy to it. It's just not that important in the grand scheme of things. So just let her live, let her chill, and that's that. The one other story that, unfortunately, I feel like we got to talk about is this crazy situation going on with YNW Melly. For those who don't know, YNW is like this crew from, I believe they're from South Florida, and they're kind of like bubbling up in this scene. But then just a few months ago, YNW Sack Chaser and YNW Juvie were murdered in what appeared to be a drive-by shooting, but there was no like connection to any suspects. There was no logical explanation for how or why this could have happened. And it kind of got played off as just like an accidental, like random act of violence for a while. But recently, YNW Melly himself, like these three dudes were like best friends, grew up, tried to make it in the rap game, made their own group, their own like company. It was them three and their manager. And now YNW Melly has been arrested, and due to forensic evidence and like an FBI investigation, the feds now believe that him and the manager, I can't remember the manager's name, actually killed the two men themselves and then staged it. And again, there was no like bad blood that was known between these guys. I mean, they were three dudes who grew up together, been in the game for a while, and were finally starting to make it. And what it seems like is literally this dude, YNW Melly, decided, you know how to get popular? It's to kill your friends. And then there'll be huge stories written about how these two rappers passed away, and now you're the surviving member, and you'll get all that clout. Like, this dude literally murdered his two best friends for popularity. That is insanity, and actually kind of, like, scares me because of where, like, the game has been going with social media and guys, especially these new artists who get a lot of their recognition through like new media as opposed to their actual like skill set in circulating music. And because of this like new style of building your career and building clout, it's opened people up to do crazy things. And it's never been taken to this level. But now it's like, damn, like who knows where this could go, how far this could go, and how like poisonous the chase for success and fame can be given these new like vehicles to build your career. And from what I've read, like the evidence is pretty like concrete. Like this dude is going to be convicted. The police are like 100% believe that this is what happened. And they completely just staged the whole scene to make it look like a random like drive-by accident. And I mean, this is one of the most unbelievable stories that I've ever looked into. And, you know, I hope this disgusting dude, YNW Melly, gets everything coming his way. Life in jail, you know, as opposed to having any chance at a career. And I hope all his fans, dude, everybody who's ever listened to this dude should turn on him and never listen to him again. Like, just boycott this guy's entire life at this point. So, yeah, I mean, just fuck that guy. But that's what we got for news. Cardi B, YNW Melly. Let's move on to something I'm more excited to talk about and less dreary, and that would be our Hot in the Streets song of the week. And this is something people have been waiting for 5 years. Finally, we got a new Mad Gibbs track, Freddie Gibbs times Madlib. Their classic album in 2014, Pinata, was a huge smash hit success amongst a lot of hardcore music listeners. The combination of just Madlib's insane ability to flip a beat and just create so much energy around it. And I mean, he's one of the legends, the greatest to ever do it. And then you throw Gangsta Gibbs on there with the coke raps. It was a beautiful thing. And it was one of the best albums Madlib has ever produced in his illustrious career. And by far the best performance Freddie Gibbs has ever put on as an MC. And so 5 years in the waiting, rumors for 2 or 3 years that the new album Bandana was on its way, and finally we got what is hopefully a lead single, and means the album's coming soon. And people have been waiting for it for so long that I'm not even going to talk about. If you haven't heard it, I'm going to get to it right now, so you got to wait another second. So this is our Hot in the Streets Song of the Week, Fat Tummy Tea by Freddie Gibbs and Madlib, right here.
Pop like those would be Mike and Jermaine. What came my light, what came my thought, but they smoking the same. I break a 50 on blunts and get my smoke of the chain. That nigga flexing BBS every stone in the chain. Gold body, my jeweler, he black mummy me. I be all in these bitches, stomach like flat tummy tea. Crackers came to Africa, rabbit rapper, they rummage me. America was the name of they fucking company. Stacking niggas like cargo over and under me. Pick cotton bales and a coca leaf off the money tree. Niggas won't let you live in peace, but love to see you rest in peace. Smoking, popping, and drinking on the rest and got the best in me. I'm chopping it up on the tables, but no label gon' invest in me. These niggas around your way, but when they gon' sit their time in the bed with me. Eventually, when I got indicted, I took a minus. Niggas that I fuck with went on hiatus, so I decided I should make a couple decisions like Sean May. A Peter Janae, Aiko looking hoes in a Sprinter thing. They fucking with the cane. Black nigga, Jack Tripper, pack flipper. Step out of the kitchen and step in the booth and drop heat on these rap niggas. Without a cosign, you probably be filling my grocery bags, nigga. Poison flow, I send opponents from bitches to rags, nigga. Gold body, my jeweler, he black mummy me. I be y'all in these bitches' stomachs like flat tummy tea. Crackers came to Africa, ravaged, raffled, and rummaged me. America was the name of they fucking company. Gold body, my jeweler, he black mummy me. I be y'all in these bitches' stomach like flat tummy tea. Crackers came to Africa, ravaged, raffled, and rummaged me. America was the name of they fucking company.
I'll go right.
Changing me whiplash, my neck glass. Save a little tax off the package, pay my connect fast. Bellagio with quattro hoes, stack like connect foes. Niggas don't know no land to find art, but got all the retros. Obama can't make the law retroactive, what the fuck happened? Congress cocks blocking niggas from coming home to their family. If you lucky when he left out of office, you got a pardon over time cut. Soft for that heart, you fucked up regardless, make my mind up. Did incarceration my destination, I would wind up. Addicted to medication, just poured another line up. Overdose with a styrofoam cup, how they gon' find us? Slay movies every year, yeah, the massa gon' remind us. If we don't take it, we don't deserve it back. In 6,000 years that ran up, the kings of the earth is back. Supreme mathematics, I'm on the right course. Took the sword and knocked white Jesus off of that white horse. Yeah, my nigga, I'm on the right course. Took the sword and knocked white Jesus off of that white horse. Fuck Spike, he mostly showed Malcolm on coke and white horse. He did this shit so we can get funding up from the white boys. White girl magic, cocaine and white horse. I was in Joliet serving heroin to them white boys. Top five rapper alive and that's on Vice Lord. Took the sword and knocked white Jesus off of that white horse. Damn, somebody call him. Fuck.
Whew. Flat Tummy T, Freddie Gibbs and Madlib right there. Somehow, just when you think like Freddie isn't one of the greatest rappers in the game, he gets on a track with Madlib and you're like, yeah, I see it. He's one of those dudes who's just like untouchable. Somehow he just gets in his own. I mean, I like his music when he's not with Madlib that wasn't on Pinata, but just nothing matches it. And then he comes through with this song, which is one of the best songs I've heard in 2019. I mean, the beat is kind of left field for Madlib. It's not like the looped like soul sample thing that he often gets into. It was very quick paced, but it was also like kind of quiet for a Madlib beat. There's usually some elements that are just screaming over the top, but that wasn't really the case here. We kind of like sat back just a little bit and let Freddie absolutely rip it up. He was the star of the show on here, and goddamn, I mean, he really killed this. I cannot wait for Bandana to come. Get that Flat Tummy Tea on repeat. Go back, listen to some Pinata. If you haven't heard it, you will enjoy it. I can guarantee you that. And if this album is on its way, it will immediately become one of my most anticipated records, one of the albums I'm most excited to hear drop in 2019. So Freddie Gibbs and Madlib, I know you got that heat coming. This proved it for me. I can't wait. Let's get Bandana here ASAP. So that's your Hot in the Streets song of the week, one of the best we've played this year. You know we always come with the heat in that segment. But now it's time to recap some of the new music announcements, some of the new releases that have been going down in the industry recently. So let's march it back to last Friday, February 15th. We got that new Czarface meets Ghostface by Czarface and Ghostface Killa. And we also got Freeway 3 by Lucky, Slimy Individuals by Burner and Mozzie, Underrated by Papoose, Sugar Daddy Slim by Slim Thug, and Fortunate 2 by Mark Battles. And then just today, February 22nd, another big list. We got Harvard Dropout by Lil Pump, Father of Four by Offset, Drip or Drown 2 by Gunna, 5 Stars by Higher Brothers, Goodnight Lavelle by Night Lavelle, and The All by Smith & Wesson. So there's a lot to check out that's dropped in the last couple weeks. I've gotten to some of it, not all. Next week, we'll be getting into that Czarface meets Ghostface. And I'm not sure what the other album will be. We might do Freeway 3 by Lucky. Or we might get into a couple albums from earlier in the year that I feel like I missed that I want to talk about. Something like The Opioid Era by The Opioid Era. Or Nothing Is Something by Vic Spencer and Tree. Those are two albums I feel like I kind of passed up and got too late. So we might go back to one of those. Who knows? It's still up in the air. But definitely that Czarface meets Ghostface coming next week on the Hip Hop Enthusiast Podcast. And that's all we've got for today. Make sure to follow me on Instagram at HipHopEnth, HipHopEnth, for more content. And thank you guys for listening. If you've made it this far, I really appreciate you. Make sure you're subscribing on iTunes and or Apple Podcasts. That really helps me out. And you know what we do here, keeping you up to date on hip-hop music in 2019. I'll see you guys next week with another one. Peace.